Let's all say amen. May this service be a source of inspiration and strength to each of you. Come with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done in charity. Servants, standing strong in faith. Over the past few years, the city of Austin has grown from a college town known for live music, good barbecue, and diversity, into a thriving metropolis known for its horrible traffic, outrageous cost of living, and lack of compassion for the homeless. The combination of the massive influx of people and large development companies purchasing every piece of land places Austin on the verge of becoming a different type of city, causing it not to be recognizable to people who have lived here their entire life. Around the year 59 AD, the church located in the bustling city of Corinth faced a similar kind of threat. Paul receives a report from the house of Chloe explaining how disputes ranging from leadership to debauchery is causing the Corinth church to become unrecognizable. A disappointed Paul responds with a letter aimed at teaching the Corinthians that Jesus Christ is Lord, and his victory over death motivates Christian service. Before closing his response, Paul encourages the church with words which we will use today to dig in to the mind of God. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. Watch ye. Servants are to be watchful, attentive, alert, to be on guard. Boxers are told to always keep their hands up. Always protect yourself. It appears as if the Corinthian church, like some of the churches today, have gotten a little too comfortable. Amen. A little nonchalant in their faith, in their Christian behavior. The Bible teaches us about the importance of watching. When talking about the rapture, Jesus says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape." When talking about the second coming, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come." Watch for grievous wolves, Paul cries out. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is what Paul is dealing with, the flesh, a group of people who believe in Jesus Christ but are carnal. They have faith in Jesus, but they think like the world. Servants who stand guard understand the importance of watching outwardly. Ushers, greeters, and nurses are always watching. They know when you don't have your mask on. Ushers, amen. I remember growing up, and if you would try to open the door a little early, the person, the usher opening the door would turn around and look at you. If you were making a little too much noise out in the foyer, they would give you a look. Always watching. It seems today as if the lack of watching has gone on for too long. Do we watch our neighborhood and communities like we used to? Do we even know our neighbors? Do we know the person on the pew with us, watching? That's what servants do. Servants watch outwardly. But Paul is telling them to watch inwardly. The struggle with the Corinthian church is that they are doing their own thing. You know what debauchery is, lasciviousness, corruption, not outside the church, inside the church. And Paul is telling them that they need to watch themselves. It's an old song that says, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Servants standing strong. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men and be strong. Paul uses this military language to emphasize the importance of unity. There were divisions in the church. They were fighting over if they were going to listen to Paul, were they going to listen to Apollos? What about Cephas, Peter? Well, some were going to listen to Christ. And these contentions were splitting the church. Though it's all right to like different preachers for different things. But when it becomes a place where it splits the church, that's the problem. That's when carnality moves to sin. And so when we are so caught up in looking outwardly, we can find ourselves pushing the envelope in the wrong direction. So we need to look inwardly. And it's ugly when you look inside. There's some dark spots in the heart deep down that we sometimes don't want to get into, because it just hurts too much. But we got to ask the Lord to help us. In fact, we have to take the Lord with us when we go into these places. For the Lord is all powerful, all knowing. I was trying to figure out how I was going to feel when I get into the pulpit. Because this is different. It's nothing that we've had in 100 plus years. And Outside these walls and inside, people need hope. Now, I'm just going to be honest. Now, you know, I'm there now. I'm cool. I'm all right now. I was nervous before. Let's do it. I called my mom. I said, Mom, I'm working on this sermon, and it's kind of dark. She said, oh, no, baby. Not right now. People need hope. People need hope. And that's what's happening with this pandemic and this inflation and all that's happening is that we're watching outwardly, we're watching inwardly, and it's a collision course. This is a lot. We've had our kids at home for almost 2 years, going on 5 semesters. And both parents are home. We're blessed. Grandparents retired. We're blessed. But everybody doesn't have it like that. And so watching kids in and out of school, watching parents and teachers have to be put in these tough situations. Watch ye. Talked about voting. Watch. Stop complaining. Participate. Watch. No time for fun and games. This is business. That's what Paul is saying. He said, this is business. Church is business. Faith is business. More than 860,000 people have died. Watch. Servant standing strong. In the faith. There's a difference between standing strong for a cause and standing strong in the faith. There's some things that we will stand for that have nothing to do with the faith. And it's hard because we're dealing with relationships. This is what Paul is getting at. There were people that were dealing with sexual immorality in the church, but the members of the Corinthian church wouldn't say anything. So Paul gets this report and he says, y'all, you can't just act like it's not happening. And that's the same thing with our relationships, whether in church or out of church. Bad company ruins good habits. And I know I had to cut some friends off. I'll just be honest. And it's hard. And you're going to cry. Me and you're going to cry. Because you love them. And you realize they didn't love you. And so Paul is saying unity. Feel like you don't have a family? You have a church family. You feel lonely? You have a church family. You don't have a father? You got the Lord. Unity. This is a training ground. Train up a child in the way that he should go. For when he is old, he shall not depart from it. So just imagine the church in Corinth with all of this divisiveness, all of this wickedness inside. Where are the kids? What are happening with, what have we forgotten our children? Now, we know when the world's in control, You can see it right now over the last 5 years, how they feel about the children. And so they have to have a refuge. They have to have a place to go. And it's got to be the church. Can't just ship them off to soccer practice, basketball trips. Because that doesn't sustain over a period of time. They need the Lord. Unity. Training grounds. Contamination. What happens when tradition, or let's say democracy, is contaminated? We are in a time where millions have been contaminated with lies, misinformation, disinformation, distortion of the truth, on and so on. Contaminated. In the classic literature, Old Yellow, there is a plague going around, bacteria in the water, called hydrophobia. And the young boy that was left to take care of the family because his dad was out on the cattle drive has a visit from one of the older ranchers. And he says to the young boy that there is some bacteria in the water. If you see an animal that doesn't run from you, they're contaminated. Because hydrophobia leads to rabies. And rabies causes you to lose your mind. Cujo, wasn't that the movie? Cujo. Dog, big dog. But once it's contaminated, you can't do nothing else. And we have millions that have been contaminated. So talking about vaccines, talking about wearing your mask, having these conversations, getting your blood pressure all shot up, you just got to pray for folks. And you got to ask the Lord to open their hearts so he can come in. But don't waste your time because they contaminated. And how did they get contaminated? Well, they were hustled. I had a classmate in junior college, California. He was from Philadelphia. And you know Philadelphia, folks, they hard. And they roll solo. And that's when I learned that Southern hospitality is Southern hospitality. Don't expect to see Southern hospitality outside the South. It's a real thing. No sharing, solo. But over the years, he taught me something. We were able to help him learn Southern hospitality, so he softened up and started to give. But he taught me and our other roommates city slickers. Anybody know what a city slicker is? I'm going to tell you. Thank you. Thank you for participating. I love it. No, amen. A city slicker is someone who plays on the ignorance of someone that comes humble. Someone who is just being nice, being open, hospitality, hospitable. And they use it to their advantage to have them follow them. And if you're not careful, as you start following, you will give your allegiance. And once you give your allegiance, you then start serving. So the same group that criticized someone kneeling and disrespecting the Pledge of Allegiance are the same ones that stormed the Capitol and beat a Capitol police officer with a flagpole. Hustle. And, you know, I don't get too mad at folks. It's hard because right now, I went to HEB, it wasn't nothing on the shelves. I understand people are frustrated. People are at their wits' end. They spent all the money last year that they had saved. Everybody's in bread lines. I told somebody, I said, look, I don't want to hear nothing else about race. We all suffering. Black folks don't have chicken. Mexican Americans, they ain't got no beans in there. Rice. Asians running out of fish. Come on, y'all. Let's be real. White folks, it was no hot dogs, no beef. We all in the bread line. It's real. And it's all based on what Paul is talking about. This group of Christians put their allegiance somewhere else. And he's saying, no, you got to have the Lord in your life. He has to run your life, control your life. Because if he doesn't, we will allow wisdom of man to guide us. And God's wisdom is stronger than anything man and woman and humanity can offer. You can't serve God and mammon. So I went to the grocery store, and I strategically planned to get three items. I didn't want to get coerced into buying some overpaying for something. You know, you turn corners, you see something you like. Emotional purchase, right? I got to the register. Now, I had a box of cereal, a couple bananas, and a couple of oranges. It was $10. That may not sound like a lot. But you add some hamburger meat in there. And so I was hot. And I looked at the screen. I had to take a breath. I was asked, Lord, I need a scripture. I need a spiritual. I need a hymn, something. Because I'm about to blow my top. Because it all started overwhelming me. It just started overwhelming me. But the Lord helped me. And I got back to the car. And I sat in the car for a couple of minutes, still looking for a scripture. Looking for a song, looking for something, because all the death, the inflation, the children, as a husband, as a man, the women, the widows, the widowers, it's just too much. But the Lord helped me. He answered my prayer. Won't he do it? Where Deacon Steele? Won't he do it? He answered your prayer, because what he helped me with is to understand that whatever is going on right now, we all going through it. We can't say that it's only you. It's only you. No, we all are going through this together. And if it keeps going, it's going to hit everybody. But he gave me a song, very powerful song. Strong lyrics of Mel Waiters. These gas prices are killing me. I'm steady trying to hold on to my SUV. What am I holding the wall for? Okay. My mortgage payment is getting harder to reach thanks to the fat cats down on Wall Street. It's your time to testify. Everything is going up but my paycheck. Everything is going up but this money of mine, money of mine. Come on now. Everything is going up but my paycheck. Everything is going up but this money of mine. Servants standing strong. Now I'm going to get out your way. But Paul wraps it up with, make sure that everything you do is done with love. Not in love, with love. And it's hard sometimes. Sister Akabala, Sister Walker, it's hard. But you never know who's in need. We never know what somebody is going through. And see, Paul comes back and apologizes for being so hard on the Corinthians in his next letter because he realizes we're all going through hardships. And it's tough and it's difficult. But love is power. Amen. Love is power. And we serve a God who loves everybody. Deacon Washington pulled me aside some years ago. And he told me, Reverend, you and your wife, y'all have a wonderful family. Beautiful family. He says, we got boys. My wife and I, we got boys. And you're going to be taking them to games and traveling and doing all kinds of activities with your kids. And you probably tell them that you love them. I said, yeah, yeah. He says, well, I'm going to share something with you. And you don't have to accept it, but just think about it. He says, as your boys get older, no matter how big they get, you hug them. Because not only do they need to know they're loved, but they need to feel it. They need to feel that you love them. And that's what the world needs right now. It's hard because we can't hug. We got an elbow and fist pump. But people need to feel that they're loved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That who in here would come down from glory? We can't even get people in D.C. to come down to the people. But God loved us so much that he wrapped himself up in flesh. Walked the streets, healing, raising the dead, doing nothing but good. And what was the end? They hung him on a cross. But early Sunday morning, he got up. And I'm telling you, love will lift you. Love will pick you up. If you're here, if you're in virtual land, love will lift you and build you back up and give you what you need right when you need it. A year ago, this February, my wife's uncle, my uncle, George Hill Sr., Dallas, Texas, was in the ICU room with COVID. Been there for weeks. Nobody could go in and see him by himself. Few days before he died, he called everybody on the phone. And he called me. And I missed it, but he called me back. Thank you, Lord. And he said, Wes, I just want to tell you that I love you. I said, no, George, you're going to make it out of here. He said, no, Wes, I ain't coming out. And he died by himself. So service to me is different. It's different. No more lollygagging in service. No more going through the motions. Do it in love. Because we never know. We just never know. Amen.
Powerful message. This is the time to be serious about our faith, to be truly strong. This young man spoke with conviction about what it means to stand strong in the Lord. We're all dealing with real stuff. Everybody's impacted, and people need to know that God loves them. We want to extend the invitation to Christ. We want to say to you who are watching, there is somebody who loves you. There is someone who will hold you when no one else can, and that someone is Jesus. Will you stand with me, and deacons come as we sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. There is a name.
The name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name.
Caitlin Hines, Armani Hines, Harmony Hines Bush, and Rachel Ross. Amen. And something about that city slicker was important to you, huh?
I really wanted to know.
Amen. And they come down here for prayer. And,
From San Antonio.
Okay, and I want to pray with you. I want to, if you turn around, we're going to get on our knees and pray. Okay? Will you? Let's all pray. Church, pray with us. Eternal God, thank you for reminding us today through your word that we are all going through it. We're all facing something. And that this pandemic and all the other stuff that's going on in the world
has been indiscriminate. It's cut across cultures and families and communities. And thank you for reminding us that in the midst of all that we're going through, not being able to touch each other, somebody needs a hug. And somebody needs to know the love of God and the grace of Jesus Christ. So we come, dear God, in behalf of these children, these parents and this family, and lift them before you right now. They've come to us from San Antonio, Texas. We don't know all that's going on, but we know you know them. And we know that you know everything. So whatever it is, we bring it to you right now and ask, oh God, that you would touch it. Oh God, we bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Satan has no authority. Satan has no power because your hand is upon them. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Whatever problems they have, whatever troubles they face, whatever burdens they are carrying, and even if they don't know what it is, we bring it to you right now. And we ask that you will touch in the name of Jesus, that you will move, that you will deliver, that you will set free, that you will give courage, that you will give strength, that you will give assurance, and that you will walk with these young women. Walk with these young women. Walk with these young girls, oh Lord. Help them to not be fooled by any of the city slickers out there. Help them to know right from wrong and truth from falsehood. Touch them, oh God. And let them know that the love of Jesus is available for them every day. Be with them. Be in their hearts. Be in their minds and be in their spirits. We ask it and we believe you for it right now. In the precious and blessed name of our Christ, we pray. Amen. And amen. Oh, how I love Jesus.
For this day and for this service. I want to offer my sincere thanks to all of you who are here today. I want to thank you for coming out, for your prayers, for your support, for your encouragement, for your contributions, whatever you've done. We appreciate it so very, very, very much. Thank you. To Reverend West, if you'll come forward, please. We thank you for a very powerful and relevant message. We're all struggling. We're all going through something. But God's got us, and we are thankful for him. We are thankful. Thank you so much. And just a token to say we appreciate you and what you've said today to encourage us. Thank you so much. Amen. To Pastor Freeman, the media team, clerical staff, music minister and choir, ushers, nurses, greeters, I thank all of you for your service today. Your being here, your serving, shows that you're standing strong in the faith. Thank you. I also want to thank Sister Joanne Lewis and Dr. Monica Woods for the awesome video talking about what we do, why we do it, and why we need to keep on doing it during this COVID. Thank you for following protocol here, at home, and everywhere you go, none of us are immune to what's going on. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Also to Sister Sharon Alexander and Kanika Pendergrass for the cover for our program. So beautiful, showing us God loves us, and we're standing and should be doing everything we do with love. Thank you. Before I go on, I'm going to ask all ushers, nurses, and greeters in Ebenezer Baptist Church to please stand. We're spread out. Some are working, some are in the pews, some are in the choir. All ushers, nurses, and greeters, please stand. Thank you for your service all the time. Whenever our doors open, we are here. And we're here when they're not open, making sure we have masks and hand sanitizers and the temperature monitor is working. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless and keep you, and I'm so happy you're on my team. Thank you. You may be seated. Sister Walker, my wonderful president, St. John District ushers, nurses, and greeters, and the national. Ever since I became president of the ushers, nurses, and greeters here at Ebenezer, I don't think she's missed an annual service. And she is always so encouraging and checking to make sure I'm okay and what we need. Thank you so much for taking time out to come and worship with us today. I think that's it. We will not be giving a report on our finances because lots of money came in today and it's been coming in down through the week. And if you still got some that you didn't give, we welcome you to send it, bring it, call us, and we'll assist you in getting it here. I want to thank my pastor so much for his encouragement, his insight, and always being there for us and supporting us. God bless you. I love you. And let us keep moving forward, alert, strong in the faith, courageous, and trusting the Lord. Thank you.